Close your eyes, focus on the breath. Stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out. If your thoughts go flying off, you don't have to go catch them. Just let them fly away. And as long as you're not running after them, you're okay. Stay right here with the breath. Give the mind an anchor, a solid place where it can stay. Here inside. Because otherwise, you get blown around. On the one hand, you get blown around by the currents of the world. The winds blow from all the directions. Sometimes there's gain, sometimes there's loss. Sometimes there's status, loss of status. There's pleasure, there's pain. There's praise, criticism. These are like winds blowing from different directions. And if you're not careful, you're like a balloon. It just blows along with the wind. The mind doesn't have any principles, doesn't have any solid place to stay. So that's one thing you've got to watch out for. Then the other thing you've got to watch out for, of course, is what's coming up out of your mind. The Buddha doesn't compare this to winds. He compares it to animals of different kinds. You've got monkeys in there. You've got crocodiles. You've got fish, all kinds of animals. And the monkeys want to go up in the trees, and the crocodiles want to go down in the water. The dogs want to go into the village. In other words, your mind is wandering all around, all over the place. And it depends on which animal is strongest. It depends on where the mind is going to get dragged. So what you need is a good solid post to tie it down. So again, stay right here with the breath. This is your post for tying things down. Because otherwise, as you go through the day, the monkeys and the animals are going to come out your eyes and out your ears. You're going to see something that's going to give rise to greed or something that gives rise to anger. And you go with the greed and you go with the anger. They drag your mind along with it. And so here you have the mind getting blown around from outside and dragged around from inside. And no wonder it doesn't find any peace. It doesn't have any sense of inner well-being. So what you've got to do is give it a place to settle down. So that when the eye sees something, you don't have to go running out after the greed or the aversion. The ear hears something, you don't have to go running out after these things. You can stay solid and normal inside. And when you're solid and normal inside, that's when you have the opportunity to see what's the right thing to do here, what's the right thing to say, what's the right thing to think, to speak. That way you protect yourself. Because it's not so much the winds outside that are bad, it's these animals inside. These are the ones that really cause a lot of trouble. Because then you start acting on greed and acting on aversion. You suffer, the people around you suffer. And the suffering doesn't stop just after a day or two. Sometimes it can go on for a really long time. So with all these animals inside, you've got to make sure you've got them at least tied down so that when the monkeys of greed go out or when the tigers of anger come out, they don't go very far. You've got them on a leash right here. That way, you're at least protected to some extent. This principle is called restraint. And for restraint to last, you have to have a good, solid, comfortable place to stay inside, because otherwise the mind gets really hungry after a while. And then the animals say, look, let me go out and feed for a while. And then you let them go. And then it's a hard time to get them back in. But if you've got a good, comfortable breath to stay with, feels good throughout the body, breathing in, breathing out, okay, you can tell those animals here, feed right here. This is much better kind of food. It doesn't cost anything. It doesn't create any trouble for anybody. So in this way, when the animals get hungry, it's like, here, have some good breath. When the wind blows you around, okay, you don't have to get blown around because there's nothing outside that you really need to hold on to. You've got something really important to hold on to here inside. This is one of the reasons why people get so worked up about events outside, fear, aversion, whatever, because all their treasures are outside. And if the wind blows them around, you go running after the treasures. But if your treasures are inside, you don't have to worry. The outside treasures, you can still have outside treasures, but when the wind starts blowing around, you don't have to worry about it because you've got something even better here inside. So it's important that you try to develop this ability to stay with the breath, stay with the body as you go through the day. If you can't stay with the in and out breath, just have a general sense of how the energy feels in the body. Keep it comfortable, keep it relaxed. As you work, as you drive, as you talk, as you deal with other people, have a good solid place to stay here. The animals will be calm and tame. And you won't get blown around by the winds. And that way you're safe. The people around you are safe from you as well.